We've been here before, back in the old days when there were just stage coaches and gas lights. It's good to be back now. And we brought a drummer with us. It's very exciting. Percussionist. This is Mr. Jason Toth.
We stowed him away.
We could just get it to sprout full vodka bottles, we'd be onto something. Every morning I find a few empty vodka bottles in the yard. And I think that is a sign that the soil is particularly healthy. Here's a Christmas song.
Say, all your clothes in the snow. When you burn your hair
locked over the chair, I just try to stare
of your way. But when you fell asleep with blood on your teeth, I got in my car and drove away.
There's only so much
love you can drink
in one life, but it will never be enough to save you from the bottom.
Highway starts. I parked my car. I got out and stared up at the stars. As meteors died and shot across the sky, I thought about you, sad, shining. I came back for my clothes when the sun finally rose.
You were
still passed out on the floor. Listen to me. Here's a
foot. Oh, I heard somebody.
All right,
somebody
voices.
Call my name.
It's the devil.
Well, I, you know, is it? Oh.
Is it the voice that I keep hearing going fire, fire, fire?
That's the second voice, yes. This is for our animal friends who requested this song. And by the way,
actually, I'm conducting. This?
Yes.
Koala.
Here we go.
I wanted to say
shit
one thing.
Beginning.
We've okay. Had a very long career at musicians, but we have not sold one CD to anything that was non-human. So, I'm being very interested to hear which animal requested this song.
Anyway, we're conducting an informal poll.
We are. Of humans or animals?
Rudy wants to go to this animal park tomorrow.
I do. Well, it's a pick-your-own koala park, and you can just fill a bag with koalas, and then you pay by the weight. It's fair to me.
So anyway, after the show, let's talk about it.
What, are we going to have a fist fight over it?
I've already got some positive reviews. Mr. Cleveland is the name of it.
Yeah.
have a koala named Hazel there. And get your photo taken with her. It's her dream to have a photo taken with her.
After we shot the grizzly, after the airship crashed, after we lost the compass, after the radio went dead, we shot and ate the horses, we marched through deadly swamps, inside a limestone cave. The human skull.
Yes, Mary, I found the human skull.
The captain caught a fever. We tied him to a tree. Stared into the fire and tried not to hear his scream. Tiny antelope, not scared by my approach. We turned him over in dying flames as we huddled in the glow.
Yes, Mary,
we huddled in the glow. Of skin and bones, only five could safely float. The others stood upon the shore and screamed and threw sharp stone.
Yes, Mary,
and threw the sharpest stone. And how the sea did spin us. How those waves did roar. The captain jumped into the storm. Then we were but four.
One by one.
One by one we chose our straws till only I remained. But Mary, you are with me now. All around me.
Yes, Mary,
you are in the race.
One more time.
Yes, Mary, you are in the race.
Maybe one more.
She's excessive.
Yes, Mary, you are in the race.
Threes.
Thanks for my
threes.
Threes,
threes.
This song is inspired by my dream of the octopus petting farm. It hasn't been opened yet. One day. You know, most octopuses are dying to have their photo taken with me. I'm slightly disturbed by the Cleveland Nature Parks brochure because it says that there you can hire a koala for a private session. And then it says perfect for corporate events. I'm not sure how you people are conducting business. I'm intrigued. Nothing like passing a core on the koala to really team build. This is a song about the octopus.
The octopus has three hearts. It lives in caves below the sea. beer can or a bathtub or in a puddle on the street. Any fisherman can tell you what an octopus waves its arms. It hypnotizes schools of fish, all movement stops. The waves stand still. All the witnesses have sworn it's impossible to resist the urge to jump overboard. That's why I try and stay away from seashore holidays. I know that no one has to know if I take an evening stroll down to the end of the wooden pier where the water's deep and low.
Close to the water. They're practically running this town, aren't they? You're all afraid to say anything, aren't you? But if you're here, this is a sad song about milkmen, but in England, when we play it there, people think it's kind of saucy because there's a whole tradition of slightly pornographic movies.
But I'm cleaning windows.
Involving milkmen in the UK. So I don't know if they make it here. But
George Formby. His influence was widespread. In love with the moon. the soft milky light. So we climbed up the chimney and into the night. But the moon, she rises, and the moon, she falls, and her slow white eyes sees nothing at all.
Down on the sidewalk, throwing up bricks and bottles to knock a boy down. We stood up above them with his hands in the air, crying up to the moonbeam, come let down your hair.
But the moon, she rises, and the moon, she falls, and the slow he wanted to feel like a bucket of milk or sweet summer wind on rolling green hills. He wanted to fly arms of the moon, but the moon, she rises, and the moon, she falls, and the slow one
sees nothing.
She rises, and the moon, she falls, and the slow one
sees nothing at all. Yesterday was a pretty exciting day. My husband, this man over here, he ate a pizza with potatoes on it.
Bacon and potatoes.
That's illegal in America, so we're pretty excited.
You can tell by looking at me, because I'm the kind of person that eats a can of
shit. You can buy a gun in America that can kill like 30 people in 2 seconds, but you cannot buy a pizza with potatoes on it.
Because I think the latter is that more dangerous.
Priorities. It seemed quite different after he ate the pizza with potatoes. Sort of like a vision quest. Did you find your spirit guide in the middle of the pizza?
came in this world together. Legs wrapped around each other. My cheek against my sister's, we were born like tangled vines. Oh, we lived along the river where the black clouds never linger. The sunlight spread like honey through my sister's tiny hands. But while picking sour apples in the wild waving grasses, sister stumbled in front and was bitten by a snake. Every creature casts a shadow under the sun's golden.
Very same one.
What's that? Oh my god. It doesn't
doesn't sound right.
No,
I may try to break Hazel out of her jail. Take her on the road with us. You know, work the merch table. It's easier than hugging people all day.
How'd she get home with the same people?
Well, at least I'll talk to her and see how she's feeling. We might just shake hands.
The perils of air travel. Still be vibrated off.
That sounds dirty.
The thing that holds the string fell off on the flight.
Yeah. You just noticed now?
Yeah. Well, I've noticed on this song. It's making a bunch of weird noises.
You got that far with that.
New song from a record that is unavailable here. This is the last night of our Australian tour, which is sad but a good place to be. This is turning out so far to be a pretty good night, you know, unless you turn on us, which is, there's still time to do. I'm glad we sold all the new CDs, but we do have some of the old ones. I wrote descriptions of the old CDs after I'd taken a bunch of sleeping pills the other night, so you might find them interesting. And I drew some pictures, too. And then I woke up in the morning and had no memory of doing any of it. Evidently, I made soup, too. The beauty of medication. This is a song about the very last time we saw my grandmother before she disappeared into the forest.
Granny Green was stooped as a windblown branch. She lived high in the bramble forest. Once a fortnight when the moon shone right, she came down to our little village. She brought blackberries and a willow bark. Men drank root and mushrooms, and it was said she spoke the tongue of birds and understood the river's whispers. Now several girls among our town by a golden lizard they were bitten. And those sweet girls lay stiff in their bed like frozen ice upon the branches. Granny Green mixed a tonic for their ills, but it was such a bitter tonic that all who drank began to dance, and they could not stop their dancing. Up a nun would have danced one sinful step if that old crone had not bewitched us. Dance on day and night.
nice name given around the chapel. How many laughs you see such sin? There's just water you said in that tonic. But all dried up, she lies, she surely lies.
Turn gold in the rain.
earth is wet and dark. Down in the flooded field, beneath the falling stars,
lie down in the dirt, brother.
Singing when we were in Melbourne. I was looking for bats though. I didn't hear any bats singing. I heard them laughing, making fun of my dress. Here's a love song from the point of view of a puddle.
Like the thorn bush twines against the chain link fence, like the spider spins its rings between the trees, and the lonely sycamore bends to the breeze. Puddle in the street. Thank you.
Here. We've basically been kicked out of America for having more than four books, so I don't know. I don't want to be kicked out of another country. This is a song about Mary Sweeney, who in the 1890s was arrested hundreds of times in little towns all over Wisconsin for attempting to smash windows with her handbag. She's my hero.
Thank you.
Across the world without veering from a perfect path, but they could still attack their own reflection in a window. Story mansion in Albuquerque. It's the tallest house in town. You can see it from hundreds of miles away. That's right. It's got 16 turrets. I haven't actually visited all the towers in the mansion. Something to look forward to. And it's a pretty nice house on the inside too. But last year there was a certain point where we had a serious look in the mirror and we decided we have too many owls in the house. And that's what this song is about. Woo-hoo.
The blue house at the corner of Twilight and State. Four stories, soaring turrets, floors of wood parquet. And owls, so many owls, snowy, horned and screech. Thousands of owls, all flapping their wings. Well, how I love the marble staircase, the claw-footed tubs, the roots of rare orchids, the glass hall for my guns, statues of pharaohs, 20 feet tall, crystal chandeliers, rare paintings of clowns, and owls, so many owls, that I'm never alone. The owls make my blue house a home.
Show when I can get up to the front of the building, I'll be up there selling some CDs and a few shirts and some posters. If you're interested, or if you just want to come up and get a good look at me, that's all right too.
That's negotiable.
If there are any koalas here tonight, I'd like to know, you know, what's an appropriate gift for Hazel. I was going to bring Hazel some shoes. She'd like that. A purse? A scarf? Mittens, yeah, that would be nice. Who doesn't like mittens? Your hands get so tired of them.
Grandpa's.
This is the saddest song we've ever written. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
What's the name?
Thank you.
improvisational jam inspired by koalas. Thank you very much. I'm going to do a song that I'm almost positive my husband does not know the words to.
They come whisper in my ear. It'll be nice.
Yeah, well, I put koalas on my mind.
Think of them while you're doing it then. Up the snowy spires, where the air is thin as glass. Once a year, the cold mist clear, and you can see inside the earth. High in that crystal palace, I built a sailing ship, mast and wheel of polished brass, sails of gold and silk. I pipe the engine steam, I set the laws, I consulted dusty maps, made careful calibrations. Yep. Ever in, peering through my scope, I sailed into the hollows, deep inside the earth. I traveled a boiling river through streams of mercury. Underneath volcanoes and the roots of ancient trees, underneath stalactites, I lit phosphorus lamps. Sparks snapped into and coiled up the mast.
Come on. Stay with me.
Underneath, at last my anchor. caught and echoed through the stone as I climbed an old rope ladder. Miles through the lawn, then up above I saw it, a glowworm's little light, and I reached out and caught it in the center of the night. Finally in my midst, I held that glowing worm. Deep down in the hollows, I held the center of the world. Your hand.
Do they like sweets? Chewing gum? I'm bringing packs of gum for all the animals. And I'm going to light them cigarettes.
I just want to watch them go.
All right. Thanks very much, everyone. I hope you've had a good time tonight. It's been a pleasure for us.
Thank you.
and the seas falling soft on the branches of the trees.